Hey everybody, and welcome to the lesson where we're going to design an outline really quickly at a high level so you can kind of see how this works. I want to keep this brief because most of us know how to make bullet points. You're good on that, Tim, right? Like you don't need a bullet point instruction.
I don't need a bullet point instruction, but I'd love to see the tools as always.
Right on, right on. Okay. So what we're going to do is there are kind of two examples here that I'm thinking of. The first is if you have no content at all. And you just decided to write a book first, which, why? I don't know if I would do that. I would probably take my book idea and publish it as I was writing. But two is you've already been producing, you already have several blog posts, and we want to consolidate that information into an outline. What I'm going to use is three different tools. One is Workflowy, and here at workflowy.com, this is a free tool. It's probably my favorite outlining tool in the, well, I take it back. Other than Rome Research, which Tim, I won't get into it because then I'll nerd out and then this lesson will never end. Workflowy is a wonderful tool for outlining ideas at a really high level so you don't get lost. So that's Workflowy with a Y.com. And you can find that on Google or in the link below. And I'll be using Medium as well to see my past stories to kind of pile those together and see what I have. And then I'll also be using Google Docs for my existing content so we can start to pile up this really quickly. So again, I'm here. I don't know what kind of book I want to write. The first thing that I'll do is look at my existing content because remember, we're all about getting to the next step. We're about getting the book done. We're about getting it published. We're not about fiddling about, like wondering what kind of book we should write. The quicker we can have most of our book written, the quicker we can get it to market. I'm looking in my stories here and I'm looking for keywords or themes. And one of the big ones I'm seeing right off the bat is writer, right? And you guys saw me do this if you watched the mini course. I did the writer's one. Maybe now I'll look for something different, right? Like maybe I'll do another creativity book. Okay, let's see. Creative people, interesting. And I'm going to right click on that and just pop it into a new tab. Okay, why formulas don't fix creative work? Oh, cool. Okay, right click, pop it into a new. The subtle gamble of Ted Lasso. I'm remembering now, and this is why you write purposes of chapters instead of funny names when you do an outline from scratch. This is also about the creative process. Yep. Open that in a new story. How creative people can stand out in a crowd. Yep. Right on. And I'm piling it up, Tim. I'm just collecting all my good stuff and I'm seeing what else I have. Treat your audience like poets and geniuses. Bit of a short read, but I'm going to add it anyways. And let's see. Why stories about creativity don't tell the whole truth, I'm guessing, is what that is. Definitely going to add that. And I'm looking for one more creativity. How long can I say something without it getting it? All right, here we go. Creativity, I was gonna run out of breath there. That was almost bad. Creativity doesn't just happen. Wonderful. That saves my life. And I also have another piece for this book. So now I've got a few stories across the board here. What I wanna do is keep an workflowy for the structure and keep the Google Docs so that I can start to amass these words. I'm just going to pop this out for ease so that I can see it simply. I know that scares Tim when I do things off script, but it's going to help us. It's going to help us look at the stories. And we're going to see what we've got. I'm checking out headlines at a top level and I'm going to just add them to the bullet points here. Why? Actually, what am I doing? Don't waste time, Todd. Copy and paste. Okay, interesting. Great. Why formulas don't fix creative work. Cool. Okay, what else we got? Subtle gamble of Ted Lasso. Yes, wonderful. Love Ted Lasso. He's my hero a little bit. How creative people can stand out in crowded marketplaces. Wonderful. What else we got here? Treat your audience like poets and geniuses. I think this is an offshoot of the Ted Lasso longer post, but we're going to put it in there anyways. And stories about creativity don't tell the whole truth. Cool. Yep. I'm in here. And the reason I'm starting with the workflowy is because I want to structure this at a high level first. I don't necessarily. My problem with Google Docs is once we get a whole bunch of words in here, now we're like moving huge chunks and I got to copy and paste just right. Not the end of the world, certainly, but it's also not the most fun thing to do. This is a. I'm going to keep this in scope because, again, you guys know how to make an outline, but let's just take a look at how I might do this, how I might structure this work. What kind of book do I want to write around this? Maybe I want to write a book around, and I'm looking at my options here. How do I do? And I want to write about, let's see. Let's write about how creative people are misportrayed in the media. So let's do a I don't know. Let's tell a journey of how the creative person came to be perceived and how it really is. So immediately, and again, it doesn't have to be a journey. That's just the one I'm picking. Again, terrible title, terrible chapter title, not interesting at all, but it helps me understand what this is, right? And I'm gonna say, okay, let's see. Here's a big one for that. This seems to fit under this as well. Maybe not so much, but this one for sure. And then we're gonna be reality. And then I'd like my books to have three parts, so even though I don't necessarily have anything to fill it right now, I'm probably just gonna go in here and say, let's see, combining superstardom. Let's see. People with the reality. So here I'm talking about like all the glamour or the fake glamour. Here I'm talking about what it's really like. And then here I'm going to give some advice on how to walk that line. And I'm seeing this now and I'm going, you know what? This isn't really a journey. What it is a classroom. Boop. And since I have these structures handy, I can go, ah, okay, I can start to get clear right off the bat and know what I'm doing. Let's see. The reality of creative work. Okay, yep. Why formulas don't fix good. That totally makes sense. Creative people feel pulled in two different directions. Of course. Yeah, why not? And then combining the portrayal of creative people with the reality of life, how to stand out, and then treating your audience like poets and geniuses. So now I have three sections in my classroom, and I have one, two, three, four, five, six, seven potential chapters, each nested in these sections. All I do next is simply take a look at this and order it in the Google Docs. So, stories about creativity don't tell the whole truth. Zoop. And again, y'all know how to copy and paste, so I'm not going to spend a ton of time here. Copy. Yep, great. Next chapter. No, creativity just doesn't just happen. Cool. Yep. Taking all that, putting it in here, and I'm slowly, piece by piece, creating a book. And I'm not going to bore you all to tears and do the whole thing, but Tim, does that make sense? Do you see how that all can come into play? We're less than 10 minutes in, and I've got all my structure set, and I am only eight copy pastes away from getting into my first draft. Clear?
Yeah, it feels good, Todd. Obviously, you don't have the book title yet. I know you and I are a bit different there. I normally do start with
Yeah.
a book title, but yeah, that's the only difference between our two processes. But it's yeah, very simple to put together.
Yeah, for sure. And probably, again, I know you like to do the working title, so we'll call it The Mask of Creativity. Something super ominous sounding, right? That maybe that's my working title, because I'm trying to display how life really is versus how it's perceived. Cool. So simple, right? That's option one, and again, I hope that you do have some content available, but now let's just take a look at if you don't, right? And it's a similar process, because I'm going to sit here and maybe it's the same idea, okay? Mania treats creative people differently. Yeah? All right, so what does that mean? That means Hollywood over-glamorizes us. Let's see, mental health issues that come with creativity. Okay, and freelancing has a lot of challenges. I'm actually feeling a little like self-conscious and embarrassed, but I want you to have a real picture as possible, because when you're got my charismatic voice out of your ears and you've got Tim's handsome face out of your eyes, you're gonna sit here and look at a blank page. And I don't want you to think that like there's some magical thing that happens right now, because there is a little bit of effort as we pull these ideas out. But what I'm doing here, like it's not ordered right now. I'm just yanking ideas out of my head at random. So creator economy.
So Todd, it sounds like you're really going for, yeah, the ideas sound very amateurish as I'm listening to them, but then that's how all our ideas start. And the point of this process is not to judge them, but just to get them out there. We'll tweak them later, but like just put them all there on the outline and then strip out the ones that sound terrible.
Yeah, 100%. 100%. That's the whole game of this writing thing, is you have to be willing to be kind of an idiot for a little bit, right? Because it's messy at the beginning. And I'm actually going to stop right there, because my brain has done something interesting, and I'm looking at this and I'm going, wait a minute, MFTCH, maybe there's an acronym there. Okay. So maybe I don't want to talk about freelancing. Maybe it's adversity comes in real life with creative work. And again, miserable title, so boring. But now I have an acronym that's potentially interesting. And I would play with these words. And at that point, right, this just becomes an acronym. And then all of my subchapters come up here. So, depression, getting heavy again, overwork, right? It's like empathy fatigue, and it would go on and on and on. It's a back and forth process always. There has never been an occasion where I sit down and just write the outline from scratch. But if you're flexible with your ideas, and you understand these structures, that's where you get the good stuff. So I'm going to pause it right there, because I know you have the idea. I don't want to bore you to tears again. Tim, any questions about this process? I think it's pretty straightforward, but I wanted someone to at least get a sense of, like, once they're all alone, what does it really look like and how can you dig in?
Yeah, I think it's pretty straightforward, Todd. I mean, these are the two basic ways to do an outline. Having spoken to many people that wanted to join this course, each of you seem to be using one of these two strategies. So the main thing is just to get it out of your head and get it into that outline as quick as possible. And, you know, just like a nice stew, it'll keep simmering away and you'll keep tweaking it. You know, Todd didn't mean to create an acronym and then out of nowhere he does. These are the things that happen when you just get it out on the page.
100%. So my advice to you, dump the ideas out. If you've got a bunch of content, go ahead and pull that in, see what it looks like, see where the patterns start to show up, and you find the acronyms and you find the magic. And then it's just a matter of writing the book. So with that in mind, we'll see you in the next lesson.